necessary. And for that I say, I don't apologize and I don't ask for maaf also, but I expect you to say Jazakallah also. Though it may seem harsh and may seem hard, but it is, you have to be grilled also. So, and on account of that, Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali used to say, every night when I go to bed, then I cry to Allah Ta'ala. That the Mureedin came and I had to tell them what I had to tell them. And I had to tell them how it must be told. Properly, I had to call a spade a spade. I didn't have to shy away from it. But yet, these are blind. How you became blind? You just dropped your eyelid. And now you can't see, huh? You are driving on the road. Or rather, if you're a passenger, driver mustn't close his eyes. Driver has to walk. But you see, in the distance, there's a woman. Now, close your eyes. Look down. And when you estimate she has passed, then open your eyes again. Wo saamne aaye, explained to me. He met him and he asked him, where are you going? I'm going to watch that. But you went yesterday to see that fellow. He said, I've watched it 10 times. And he's still going. Why? He said that one scene that comes, that there is a girl who is undressing. And just about when she's about to reveal the main parts of her body, a train passes. And now you can't see. Also, the teller is an auntie, but your eyes are just down. All your work you do, you speak courteously, you don't have to be rude also, and you don't have to be so polite. You speak courteous, you are polite, no problem. But you don't have to make a joke there, unnecessary joke. You don't have to compliment her how she looks and all that. All those things are totally right. It looked like there was a little bit, the back leg, as you take the step, there was a little push in that leg. And this can easily be achieved if you look down. If you just learn to Maulana Qasim Seema Sahib was known that his gazes were always on the ground. So if we do that, Rahmatullah Ali. So if we do that, one. And if you let yourself free in halal, all halal, wildly you just go into it. You have to, the cow that grazes on the by the fence, that cow will go into the farmer's farm also next door, neighbor's farm. That cow is going to cross the border anytime. And the cow that crosses the border, big bill. He say, what do you think you're doing? He say, I'm playing traps. I close the window, it's your time to play the game and you move it down. Well, everyone, you have a move, I have a move. Both have their moves. So the trouser makes its move to move down. You make your move to pick it up again. But anyway, the trouser that is on the border, inevitably it's going to go. He asks his friends, is that sound gone now? But it is not so easy to every time. And in today's world, wherever you are. So what Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, that music was playing, he started his zikr. Little jahar, little bit loud. So it's out, though it's falling in your ear, but it's not registering from our houses. And when, remember the law and the system of Allah, that there is no vacuum by Allah. When there isn't tilawat of Quran coming, there isn't zikr, there isn't dua, it won't be empty, it will be replaced with, eventually you will see TV will come in. Everyone wants to amuse himself. Once entertainment, have the entity, there is no shares. While he's living, there is no shares of them. He's the sole owner. But they demanded their shares also. He was in a very, very difficult situation. He went to Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali. Hazrat was living. He explained his dilemma. Hazrat said, no big problem, no big deal, very easy. You tell them 23 hours, 50 minutes, but you bring these things in the house and see how those things will go away. So anyway, the eyes, you have got this, the eyelids to close the eyes. Ears, we haven't got anything that you can close the ears. But you just don't let it register. Whenever you listen to any of those things, then just you start with you and a heart attack at that time. Inshallah, if time comes sometime, we will discuss that. Or just let's say it now so that we can benefit from it. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam had made dua to Allah. Ya Allah, show me the haqiqat, reality of dunya. Let me see. Allah showed him the form of a woman in burqa. But like today's burqa, like the left arm came out, glittering, shining. And from there you can make gauge. If the arm is shining, the skin so beautiful, the rest of the body must be even so much more beautiful. So Isa alayhi salatu wasalam said, Ya Allah, let me see even more. That you have shown me the arm, Then she opened her face, the niqab, she opened of that boxing bout, and you are knocked out such a way you can't get up again, you can't even pick up your one toe, you can't stand up. It knocks you out like that. And the next is either you in the maid hospital, via the maid hospital, or directly to the mortuary. You are gone now to the Qabristan. So this is what this dunya is. So the temptation, from where they come, what is their occupation. And we the first meeting, and the whole history comes on. You go to doctor also, you go for your work, but you're asking doctor from which town you come, which gram you come in India, and who is your family, and all the details, first meeting, the whole history of the person you have got come, then you have a problem with the person. And you are now making jokes. At that time the person was not in a mood. And you went and make a joke and he becomes angry. A big fight erupts from there. So don't become too familiar. We have come here not, there isn't a socializing group that we have come here and we're going to socialize with one another. And we have Hazrat Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali used to say, no problem having nashta, breakfast. And nashta in Urdu is not only breakfast, a snack, any time's food. You go and visit somebody, asar time, say chalo, nashta karlo. Doesn't mean you're going to make breakfast there, just a snack. So Hazratji used to say, having...
Allah tabaraka ta'ala, in His very special mercy, kindness, has blessed us with this very great month of Ramadan. We should try and fix a time, whichever morning, evening, and make shukr to Allah Ta'ala for all the ni'mats that He has blessed us with. Outward, physical.
Create a quality of love, of desire. Or sometimes we see something very nice, a dress, a garment, you start loving that. Or sometimes anything that your eyes see which is pleasing to your eyes, you take an inclination towards that, you start loving that. Love is directed towards the Creator, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Himself, then it brings a lot of blessedness, happiness, contentment, consolement of the heart, peace, inner contentment, and success in this worldly life as well as in the subhanahu wa ta'ala. For that ulama have written few important signs, that these are the signs, if they are prevalent in the men, then you must know he has the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And like Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Sahib Nawarallahu Marqadahu used to always mention that muhabbat fikhati hai, see that person. Every excuse he wants, he'll find to see that person. Likewise, every excuse this person finds, he wants to go to the masjid, he wants to make namaz. Because in his namaz he's getting so much enjoyment, it's like as if he is seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he's not seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then at least he wants to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How does he want? He turns his attention towards the masjid. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to repeatedly say to Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu,